Besides that, there's a mahogany rocking chair and one straight back chair and a chair to go with the dressing table. The room is fairly small, about 15 by 15, with a square bay window in it. In the bay window, there are four windows. Outside of the bay window, there is just one other window to the room. This is the room I remember so well. It has two doors in it, one leading out into the hallway to a second floor room, and its front window faces onto Baltimore Avenue, which used to be a cobblestone street. The other door leads into an adjoining bedroom, which was used by the girls. Looking down on Mother and Dad's bed is the picture of the Blessed Mother and the picture of the Sacred Heart drawn by Mother. Right under them is the, and beside the bureau is the picture of their 31st wedding anniversary. In the corner of the room, near the closet, in the section between the closet and the door leading into the hallway, is Mother's certificate as a member of the Teacher's Sodality, in which it says that she entered 1922. Underneath that is a picture of St. Francis Xavier. Coming along the wall, on the side wall near the door, there's a picture of Frank talking to Dad just when Frank came home from 8 years in the Philippines. And Dad is smiling at some story that Frank has told him. Underneath that picture, there is a picture of Mother in her feathered hat, holding Winifred in her arms, with and me in front of her. And beside her is Granny, holding Patrick in her arms and Frank beside her. They're standing behind the big outdoor flower pot that was down in Sea Isle. Beside that picture is one of Dad in his younger years. At the head of the bed is a crucifix which I remember from a long time back. The hands are very bloody. It's a crucifix, probably of plaster, but the cross part is black and the figure is white. Above the bed, also beside the crucifix, is a picture of the Most Pure Heart of Mary. Going around the wall from the crucifix into the bay window, there's a picture of myself, Dick, in a tux suit, and then a picture of grandmother when she was a young woman. And then still in the bay window, there's a picture of Frank with his oblate crossed, an ordination picture probably, and a picture of Our Lady of Our Lady holding the infant, some sort of a special picture of the Blessed Mother. Above the high boy, there is a picture of Saint Rita holding a crucifix, and above her is an angel holding a crown of thorns. On the high boy is a picture of Frank in tuxedo and Mother's. It's February the 28th. I'm going to ask Marge some ideas about Mother, some memories. Do you remember your first Holy Communion day?
Yes, I remember that.
Chose at the.
You know? Remember the night of my first communion. I was got a bath early the night before, and then I was allowed to come down to the second floor, and I slept in the second floor room, and I had my first communion story read to me that night, and I went to bed very early, and then the next day I made my first Holy Communion.
It was a big day. It was made a big day by the program that went with it and the new clothes and the celebration that was had afterwards. Did it seem to be a big day for you?
Yes, it was a very big day for me.
Right. Was Mother's presence of any help to you in your life, her advice or her example?
Yes, Mother has always been a big help to me. I've always come to her with all my problems. She was always a help to me, particularly as a growing girl, and giving me the right point of view in things. She always took a very spiritual outlook on things and made everything seem very holy and never too much on a physical level.
Mother's life, as far as I can see, will be a great help to many other mothers. Young women, young married women, and young women who are going into marriage are interested in talking with Mother, and they would like to have her discuss many problems. That is why I am considering getting together some material about her, mostly as a tribute to motherhood and to Catholic motherhood and to a large family. Now, in view of that, can you give me what you think would be the advantage that a young Catholic woman would get from knowing of Mother's life and her history and the history of the family?
Well, I know my own opinion of Mother is that her whole life was one of sacrifice, but that only true happiness can be found in sacrifice, and so that therefore her life was a very happy one and has always been a happy one because of all the sacrifices she has had to make. Ever since I have been a senior in high school, I have had a chance to have various opinions about Mother from my friends, because Mother would allow about 21 of my friends to go to the shore, and they all felt very close to Mother. She has a way of making you feel very close, even though you are just a friend. They all admired her and respect her, and thought of her as their own mother, almost. They always found her very easy to talk to about anything, and always enjoyed their visits with Mother. There was never a strained feeling among them with her, because, for one thing, she always embraced them when she met them and kissed them when she left them, too.
Mother says that she always wanted to be like Granny, and she doesn't think that she is like Granny, but you there mentioned the one big point which Mother herself says was Granny's characteristic, her ability to make herself close to people, to get right in with them. Now, that seems to be a characteristic of Mother, especially with the children. Was the bridge ever down between Mother and you, that you couldn't talk with her, you felt that she didn't understand you?
As I look back on it now, the bridge wasn't down, but except on my end, and that was because of my own personality, not because of Mother. I know the one thing that has always impressed me about Mother is the fact that she has always treated us, each of us, as an individual. She never made you feel that she liked one of the others more than she liked you. She was just as much interested in you.
Do you have any
money? Oh, I think that Grandmother must have been a very wonderful person from the way everyone talks about her, but I think that she's definitely a combination, in my mind, of both Mother and Winifred, our own Winifred. I was only in the eighth grade when Frank was ordained. My biggest impression was the hotel showroom and the fun of being around a hotel and having as much ice cream as you wanted. I remember that we were always free to ask anyone home to dinner without asking permission ahead of time, because Mother said there was always room for one more. On the other hand, I remember that I used to ask my friends to stay in the yard for a minute, and then I'd run in and ask Mother if I could ask so-and-so home, and she would always say, oh yes, you know, that I could, and then I'd go out and tell my little girlfriend to come in.
I remember the big family.
I guess I remembered that from earliest grammar school days.
Are there any incidents which affected